Hey, happy Monday. It's sunny, though. That's good. Hey, it is a good Monday because, well, you're all here. And some of you noticed or maybe picked up on throughout the year, we often have a chance to hear from different faculty and staff who work here at Hope College. And this morning, I am so excited because we have the opportunity to hear from Latoya Gates. Yeah. Latoya works as the assistant director in the Office of Multicultural Education, and I've gotten to know her because we work together. She's been here 1 year longer than I, and we eat lunch together. Come over here. Yeah, we really are friends. It's like, she's like, I'm waiting until you step out. But one thing I promised I would say for her was that when we talked about this, and I said, you know, have you gone on the stage to practice? And she said, yeah, I did. It's really high, and I'm scared of heights. So I said, I promise I would tell whoever's sitting in the front row that if she looks like she's about to like pass out, that you jump up and save her. So no pressure, people. But it's going to be a good morning, and we are thankful that she is here to share what God is doing and has done in her life. And I'd love to pray with her and with you before we hear from her. God, we are grateful for this day. And we acknowledge that you have made it and all that is in it. And we are thankful for this time to come and hear what you have to say to us today. I am thankful for Latoya. And we ask that you will now collect her thoughts and her mind and her heart and speak peace to her and speak your word to us as you speak through her this day. And we pray this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. To begin, a poem. One night, a man had a dream. He dreamed he was walking along the beach with the Lord. Across the sky flashed scenes from his life. For each scene, he noticed two sets of footprints in the sand, one belonging to him and one and the other to the Lord. When the last scene of his life flashed before him, he looked back at the footprints in the sand. And he noticed that many times along the path of life, there was only one set of footprints. He also noticed that it happened at the very lowest and saddest points in his life. This really bothered him, and he questioned the Lord about it. Lord, you said that once I decided to follow you, you would walk with me all the way. But I've noticed that during the most troublesome times in my life, there's only one set of footprints. I don't understand why, when I needed you the most, you would leave me. The Lord replied, my precious, precious child, I love you, and I would never leave you. During your times of trial and suffering, when you see only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you.
Good morning. I'm used to standing in front of 30 students in a class, so I'm really nervous, but we're going to try to make this work. I'm sure many of you recognize the words that Kate just read as a version of the Footprints in the Sand poem, and I wanted to start with these words because they've been common in my family. Growing up, this poem was displayed in our house. We had framed versions on the walls. I had little bookmarks with the Footprints poem on them. I even gave the painting you see on the screen to my sister as a wedding gift a few years back. And I used to read this poem over and over again growing up, and I would pause and imagine the scene that it paints and feel comforted thinking about God walking with me through life and at times even carrying me. And in preparing for today, I was asked to share how I see God working in my life. And I kept coming back to this visual, kind of like a track record of God. And I realized I don't spend nearly enough time dwelling on the footprints of God's faithfulness in my life. I mean, I should, because those are the moments when I've really felt that much closer to God, that much more humbled by his goodness. So I'd like to share a quick example. Last semester, I began reaching out to a student on campus who I'd met the year before, but I didn't really had never really had any kind of extended conversation with her. I was looking for someone to help us with some of the work we do in multicultural education, And this particular student kept coming to mind. I wasn't really sure why. I'd seen her on campus last summer a few times, and I just kept thinking about asking her. And I kept going back and forth because, like I said, I didn't really know the student. But I finally decided to reach out to her and see if she'd want to help me with some of the projects we had going on. Turns out she was, so we began meeting once school started in September. Now, going into the semester, I had a semi-good feeling we would connect pretty well because we're both biracial. And not that all biracial people have this magical connection, but growing up in a mixed-race family definitely has provided us with some unique experiences. So we talked about our love for being bicultural and having different ways to relate to the world. We also discussed some of the not-so-great aspects of being biracial, not-so-great aspects of people's ignorance when it comes to things like either not supporting interracial relationships or people just not sharing our same enthusiasm for a mixed-race heritage. So we swapped stories about people constantly saying things like, "What are you?" or "Can I touch your hair?" Things like that. Well, one day, a few weeks into the semester, she came into my office, and she just looked like something was wrong with her. So I asked her if she was okay, and initially she said yes, like many of us do. We, you know, put on that fake smile, and the reality is we're broken inside. So I said something like, "Are you sure? You just look like you've got something going on." Well, she ended up pulling out the chair and sitting down, and she asked me if I knew her story. I told her I didn't, so she described for me how when she was in high school, she'd lost both of her parents. Her mother suffered from a terminal illness, and shortly after her mom passed away, her dad suddenly died. I could see the pain literally on her face as she was talking, and tears began just pouring out of her eyes. As she was sitting across my desk, kind of reliving these horrible tragedies, it was everything I could do not to burst into tears myself. I just tried to listen to her, partly because I was so shocked at what she was saying, and partly because I had no idea what to say in return. My heart was aching as I could see the raw emotion she was still left with 2+ years later, and I just wasn't sure how to respond. And then the conversation turned to her relationship with God. She began to tell me how she never could have made it to this point without her faith, and how God has comforted her and always been by her side. To hear her describe such faith and see her love and commitment for Jesus, even in the face of so much pain and devastation, was truly inspiring. Fast forward with me about 24 hours after this conversation. I got home from work the next day to find out some tests my mom had done earlier that month came back positive for cancer. As I was trying to process these emotions, I reflected quite a bit on the conversation I'd had with the student. I stated earlier that I sat in silence as she talked to me because I didn't have the perfect words as she was first telling me this. In fact, if she were sitting in front of me right now, I still don't think I would know exactly what to say. But I would want her to know I'm so thankful for the connection we were able to establish last semester. I'm not at a point, clearly, where it's easy for me to talk about what's going on with my mom. I love my mom more than anything. I wish she could be here today, but she's going through radiation and chemo treatments right now. Walking with her through this physical battle has brought out a number of different emotions. So often we use our pain as a reason to turn away from God, to grow apart from him. And what touched me about this particular student was that she was loving God through her pain and through her tears. Since my mom's diagnosis last semester, there have been days when I feel like no one knows what I'm going through, and I get overwhelmed by the situation. There are times when all I want is a hug, and I lay in bed at night praying if I could just feel God's touch or hear him whisper, "I love you." But then I look back and think of the conversation I had with this student. And I can't simply chalk this relationship up as a coincidence. I don't believe us connecting last semester and her opening up to me within a day of finding out my mom had cancer was without divine purpose. I'm reminded by the footprints poem that's been shared again and again in my family that God is here with me. He may not be able to embrace me like a brother or a mother or a friend, but his presence is just as sweet and comforting. I filed the conversation with this student away in my record of God's faithfulness, another one of his many footprints in my life. You know, what I thought would be my connection to this student turned out just to be a platform for God to speak to me about a situation I didn't even know existed at the time. That's how awesome our God is. I have to constantly remind myself when I'm feeling frustrated about someone or something in my life. I'm only human. I can only see today. But I serve a God who is all-knowing. If you're facing a situation you don't understand, don't lose sight of the one who does. I tell myself, it's okay to be upset, hurt, angry about what's happening with my mom. We experience those emotions in response to hard times and difficult situations. But at the end of the day, I have to come back to God's faithfulness. I would challenge each of you today, regardless of your circumstances, spend time dwelling on God's faithfulness. Dwell on the evidence he's provided of his unfailing love, his everlasting presence, and take comfort in knowing you are his precious, precious child. He loves you and will never leave you. Thank you for the opportunity to share. I pray blessings on all of you today and in the week to come. May you go in peace.